Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Elvis Sharp and Robin Boyd. We're talking about something pretty exciting happening out here on Carbonville Road, and it's the opening of Pinhead. So Robin, Elvis, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aiden.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
So let's talk Pinheads for a second. First of all, love the name. If you're going for a bowling alley, you got to have something creative like that. Second of all, what made you guys inspired to take over a bowling alley? I mean, that's something that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't look at and think that's something I want to do. So what made you choose a bowling alley?
Well, thanks for asking. For a long, long time, I ran movie theaters from chains like AMC, Cinemark, Carmike Cinemas, and really enjoyed being in that industry, the atmosphere, and just having families come down there, watch their movies, and just get together. And it was just an exciting opportunity. We live here in the area and the community, and we saw that. And both Robin and I thought, hey, this would be a lot of fun, and it's right up our alley.
And honestly, Aiden, for us, it's adding something to the area that we live in and we love. And we've been here almost 4 years in this area. We just see a need, and we want to make another avenue for people to come and have fun.
And so going into this project as business partners, how did you two initially meet? What led to this collaboration?
It's funny that you would ask that. So it was back in Colorado. I ran a very big movie theater. Robin was the Build-A-Bear queen. She was doing Build-A-Bear for a long time. Everyone loved her. And everyone kept saying, Elvis, you need to go down there and meet that Robin. So, you know, of course, I went down there and met Robin. And sure enough, she was a charming fun manager, had lots of personality, grabbed my arm, wouldn't let me leave, and talked my ear off.
Yep, and it's been the same ever since. And, you know, we have a great partnership in terms of being friends, and we just thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to be business partners and add to that camaraderie that we have as friends.
You know, that definitely helps going into projects as business partners, friends already. I mean, that removes a lot of the animosity that can come along with starting a business. So let's talk about your business now. Let's talk turkey. You guys have been working on this project for how long now?
What was it, Robin? Was it end of July last year where we saw it available and started the process?
Yes.
Yep. So about a year now. So over the process of this time, what's been, in your opinion, the most enjoyable part of taking over this bowling alley?
Oh, I guess so far it's meeting the people that we've had to come into contact with in order to get things done. Sometimes it's been kind of a trial to get these things done. But yeah, it's actually gone pretty smoothly, I think.
Yeah, and I've really enjoyed the idea, the creations, and how we're going to move it forward. What are we going to bring? What are we going to do differently? And what are we going to offer to our guests?
Now, on the opposite side of the coin, taking over a business always does pose some challenges. So what are some of those challenges that you guys have had to work through, and how did you overcome them?
I would say the majority of the challenges were licensing fees and just time frames and time constraints. Making sure that we had all our I's dotted and our T's crossed was definitely a challenge.
And then finding people come and do inspections and, you know, just finding those little things that you didn't see at first or they didn't see at first that you need to take care of before you can open to the public and, you know, getting those done in a timely manner so that we can open.
And I feel like that's the side of opening a business that doesn't get talked about a lot is that, you know, the governmental side of things, getting those permits, like you said, dotting your I's, crossing your T's. So, you know, I'm glad you guys were able to push through that, though, get through those deadlines. And now you guys are almost right. You're right around the corner opening. What are your operating hours for the bowling alley?
For the time being, we're going to be doing a 3 to 8 until we can get our feet underneath us and really establish what the business is going to be.
And will that be 7 days a week or will that be Monday through Friday?
7 days a week.
So 3 to 8, 7 days a week. That's a fun time. I mean, everyone loves bowling. It's so fun to do. Kids love going there on dates. That was my go-to high school date, was the bowling alley. So it's always fun. And speaking of fun, one of the things we were talking about off-air that I found really intriguing is you guys want to make this a place of family fun. You know, you want to keep that family atmosphere going at the alley.
That is absolutely correct. We want to make sure that it's an inviting environment, just somewhere you want to take your kids, and just a place of peace and enjoyment. We're very big on customer service and making sure that our staff is always smiling and just really, I hate to say it this way, but a Disneyland experience.
He's right. I mean, a lot of times you feel like you can't take your children somewhere. You know, it's all inclusive. So we want all kinds of families to come, you know, big families, little families, whatever. We just want everybody to feel welcome and feel like, you know, they're definitely appreciated. We appreciate their business, and we look forward to seeing their smiling faces so we can have somebody to smile at.
So we've talked about the past. We've talked about the present. Let's look to the future now. We're moving forward with Pinheads. Where do you want to take the bowling alley?
Well, we definitely want to do a lot of upgrades. Obviously, with that, there's going to be an expense. But we want to make sure that the lanes, the equipment, and just the total environment is modernized and just an inviting environment. That's kind of where we're looking at down the line, is just really upgrading the lanes themselves and the bowling experience.
Now, Elvis, Robin, unfortunately, are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Thank you very much, and come bowl with us.
Yeah, we'd love to see you. I mean, this town is going to be an amazing town to grow a business in, and the actual area. You know, we're looking for people, Castledale and Huntington and East Carbon, and anybody that wants to come bowling with us. We're happy to see all of you, and yes, we look forward to it.
Well, Elvis, Robin, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Elvis Sharp and Robin Boyd, and we were talking Pinheads, the newest bowling alley and one of the newest additions to Carbon County. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.